Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Shout out to Mariana, our Enchanted Hills Camp Enrichment Area Leader. She truly embraced the role and was an amazing 2018 addition. And now, your host, Maceo.
Here we are. Welcome to Everything EHC. Summer Fun Podcast. I am here again in the podcast tent during the youth session with a young gentleman who is also my friend and a repeat guest from last year. Always an honor and a privilege to have this young man on our show here at Everything EHC. First question, what is your name? How old are you and where are you from?
My name is Bob. I'm 92, and I live in Zimbabwe.
Oh, man. Good answers. Good. That's a good start.
Well, I
Bob.
Guess. Well, my real name is DJ Dave, or David. I'm 13, and I come from Stockton, California.
Hey, where do you go to school, DJ Dave?
I actually recently moved school, so now I'm going to Christa McAuliffe in Lodi.
Okay. Is that going to be new for you?
Yes.
Yeah, and where were you going before?
I was going to Victory in Stockton.
Okay. Is it a little bit stressful for you changing schools?
Nah.
No, you'll be all right?
Yeah.
Do you get to go with some of your friends or any of the people that you go to school with?
No, it'll all be different.
Oh, it'll all be different. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I got you. All right. Do you have any favorite subjects at school?
Nah.
No, you just...
I go.
School, yeah, you just go. Okay, I got you. It's not like you love math or love history or anything like that.
Nope.
You just go to school.
Yeah.
And you are learning, though.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's ask you a couple of EHC questions.
I like EHC questions.
What is your favorite nighttime activity?
I'm probably going to say the talent show because people get to show off their talents and you get to... You get to show off your talents, and it's fun to see what they do and how, like, they perform, how they sing, or how they dance. And my second favorite is the Man Jam because Richie always wins, and everyone has a soft spot for Richie.
He didn't win last year.
I never did win last. I've never won.
I don't think Richie won last year, did he?
No, Nazir won last.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay, Richie was one of the winners last
year. One, but like winners. The main one. That's like the only one people hear about.
There were three ladies with him. Congratulate our Man Jam winners, but it was pretty fun anyway. Everybody gets down.
But Richie is the main one, and everyone recognizes Richie.
So, shout out to Richie. He was on here earlier this morning being crazy.
Richie.
Hi, Richie. Okay, what's your favorite EHC meal? And I don't want breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I'm talking about, like, a meal. Do you like the pancakes? Do you like the...
I probably have to go with spaghetti because spaghetti is my favorite food. And the garlic bread is good. And I like the meatballs because they're giant. And my second favorite meal will be the hamburgers, then shepherd's pie, then quesadillas, then soup and grilled cheese.
Pizza.
I like pizza has to go up there higher than shepherd's pie.
Okay, but the shepherd's pie is good.
The shepherd's pie is great.
Ah, nice. Okay, so let's talk about. You said you've been coming 6 years.
Five.
5 years.
That's Richie.
Oh.
I think.
Sorry. It's 5 years. You said 5 years, right?
I did.
Okay, 5 years. What has changed for you from year one to year five?
A lot of things. The first year was good. You met all your friends there and you get to try new things. The second year was mostly the same, but with the same friends. The third year, that was a year. I don't remember much from the third year.
Gotcha. But you, that's probably because you're starting to...
That was the first year I remember actually Maceo being there, though.
Yeah, I think that's your third year was my first year, right?
Yeah.
Because, no, the math doesn't line up for that. But somewhere in there, I started in 2014.
Yeah, I was here when the old camp... Kiva enrichment person was here.
Yeah. Shane. There's yep. Shane was before me.
Derek
Dittmar was before him. They're twin brothers. Shout out to the Dittmars.
Dittmars are very nice.
Yeah, you remember them, right? Yeah.
But how it went was Shane was there for 2 years I was there, and then you came for the next three.
Yes, but
that makes sense.
But I was there in 2014 as the nature area leader.
That's
why you don't remember me, because I was doing nature.
I don't remember that because I didn't like nature.
Yeah, right. See, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, so there we go. We got it figured out. You've been coming here as long as I have then, right? Is that what we just figured out? Okay. There
and
you go. Happy 5 years.
Happy 5 years. And then year four was a good year because I met one of my best friends. His name is Eric.
Eric's a good dude. Shout out to Eric. Camper Eric.
No. The monkey Eric.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. You goof. All right. So... let's move on. Some food and beverage questions that are not related to camp.
Oh, I forgot my fifth year.
Oh, your fifth year? That's now. That's what we're doing now. Are you having fun on your fifth year?
But I'm still going to talk about
it. Oh, okay. Well, then do it up.
This year was really different because of the camp burned down lower camp, which has been hard because I do not like the new bungalows. They trap in the heat, and then when it's freezing, and there's no outlets, and there's only a light, and...
Oh, you mean like camping?
What?
You mean like camping?
What about camping?
It's hot in the tent and cold at night, and there's no electricity, you know, like when you go camping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the old cabins had electricity. The old cabins had...
Yeah, and you know what? You guys used to have a hard time deciding who was going to use the two outlets.
Actually, no. I never...
Did you bring a five-way? Was there ever a five-way down there when you were down there?
There was, but it was different. But
gotcha.
I never really had that issue because my first year I brought my iPod was my fourth year. Fourth year. So we never had that argument. One of the counselors, Troy, he brought a cube that had five USB ports. So literally everyone.
They were all plugged in.
There was no fighting at all.
Well, as far as I can tell, DJ Dave, Bob. is it's good for you guys in this world to not have your phone or your devices on at all times, particularly when you're down there in the cabins. Camping, you don't need them. That's part of camp.
So then why is there Wi-Fi?
That is a good question. Do you know why there's Wi-Fi here?
For the counselors.
Yeah, there's people who live up here. There's people who stay up here full time. There's people here who are all
you live up
all
here.
Summer. I'm not living up here this year. I'm here back and forth a couple of days at a time. But last year, it was our only source when Kate and I stayed up here. And they do. People have businesses that they run and do things that require the internet.
And the Wi-Fi is slow.
Yes, it's a challenging internet up here. Okay, we're gonna do some speed questions. You ready?
I'm ready for food and beverage.
As quickly as you can answer them. Okay, as many as we can get in.
Okay.
Your favorite candy. You can give me the top three.
Milky Way, Snickers. Warheads.
Perfect. I was going to ask if you liked anything chewy. Okay. Do you like sushi?
I do.
You do like sushi?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Do you like, are you McDonald's or Burger King?
Burger King.
Wendy's or Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box or Wendy's?
What?
Jack in the Box or Wendy's?
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. Taco Bell or Del Taco?
Neither.
No tacos. Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
Pepsi or Dr. Pepper?
Pepsi.
Pepsi or root beer?
Root beer.
Root beer or orange?
Root beer.
Root beer. Root beer and Pepsi is the main drag there. Is that what's happening?
You forgot cream soda.
Oh, cream soda. You like cream soda. Thanks for calling me out on that.
And then
cool.
You forgot Sprite.
Oh, yeah.
And you forgot Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Okay, all right. So you know your sodas. David brought me a Coca-Cola here. I like to drink a soda, too. Thank you for bringing me a Coca-Cola for this podcast.
It was free. I got a store coupon.
Oh, you did?
I didn't think they needed to hear that.
Okay. You like superheroes?
Nah.
Nah. You like Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah? No. Okay. Do you have any hobbies?
I like technology.
Yes. You were playing the drums earlier. You have a drum kit at home.
I do.
You play often?
Not recently because it's in our garage and the garage has been very hot.
Oh, yes. What's your favorite color?
Clear.
What's your favorite number?
Mm. 27. 26.
What's your favorite animal?
I like trains.
All right. We're gonna go with trains.
I like dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats. Trains and dogs and cats, ladies and gentlemen.
Trains.
Here we go. Do you like to play board games?
Kind of.
If you could go anywhere in the world right now, where would you go?
Enchanted Hills.
Really? That's your answer? Yeah. If money wasn't an object and you could go anywhere, you'd just come here?
Yep.
Okay. There you go. Do you want one hard question?
I want the hardest question.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
I hope you guys hear that.
Dave is up to the challenge. DJ Dave is up to the challenge for a hard
question. The hardest question you have.
DJ Dave.
Yes?
What gives your life meaning?
Oh. That one's hard.
Yeah.
My life meaning.
What gives your life meaning? Mm. What do you look forward to when you wake up in the morning?
I look forward to talking to my friends. And
there you go.
Having food and...
Yeah.
And...
Family.
Family. Why did I forget? Family.
Yeah, family's
Come
good.
Come on. How did I forget that? Yeah.
Is there anything in particular that is really moving to you, that gets you up in the morning, that makes you feel good about life?
Music?
Music.
No, music.
Oh, music. But is this cows playing
no.
jams or something?
No, I just call it music.
Music, all right.
And computers.
Oh, there we go. I get it. Have you listened to anything other than 21 Pilots these days?
I'm not a big fan of 21 Pilots now.
Yeah? What are you listening to these days?
I like Green Day.
Nice.
Blink-182.
Okay, I got
System of a Down, The Offspring.
Oh, going a little harder these days, huh? Rocking out?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm not sure if you heard, but I'm the one who played System of a Down this morning.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
That was a good request.
It was.
Branching it out.
Everyone in the radio room was like, yeah!
So music fires you up?
Yeah, I like
music.
It
gets you fired up? Nice. DJ Dave does great here at OJ Radio. OJ Radio is an all-camp radio station that our enrichment area leader DJs with all the campers when they're here. Shout out to Marty, Mariana, who is doing the enrichment this year, doing a great job on the radio. DJ Dave loves to do DJ Dave stuff, don't you?
Yeah, DJ Dave stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to get on the radio this week?
You know, I wanted to make an announcement. Like earlier, people were calling themselves DJs. I have been calling myself DJs.
Ever since I've known you.
For all 5 years. People cannot steal my DJ. Like earlier, DJ Jaden and DJ Nikolai.
Oh, yeah, they're all jumping on it.
You cannot steal
bandwagon DJs.
Because I came up with DJ Dave Burks because it just fits. DJ Dave.
DJ Dave.
It fits.
I wonder what the first labeled DJ artist is. We'll have to look that up. Let's find out before I leave. Let's find out who the first official DJ.
DJ the Sugar
DJ
Gang?
Blank was, whoever that person was. That's a good question. We'll find out and then we'll ask it as a trivia question someday.
DJ the Sugar Gang Hill?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to find out. Dave, that is.
But I'm the first DJ at Enchanted Hills, and no one can take that.
Oh, you're not the first DJ.
But I'm the first.
I'll
one
let
to
you
call
think that you're the
DJ.
First DJ.
No.
We'll let you think.
What's
that.
Another one who's called themselves DJ Blank?
Oh my goodness, I'm sure there are people before our time, but before our 5 years that we didn't know were DJs.
But which one fits better, DJ Thomas or DJ Dave?
If you have any comments regarding this subject matter, feel free to place some comments at the bottom of this page at Everything EHC. Get some feedback to DJ Dave. Oh yeah, you can send me emails. You can do all kinds of stuff here on my website.
I can't even find
you. You are listening to Everything EHC at Maceo.net. This is Bob, who's
from Zimbabwe.
Who's 92 years old. As always, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. I look forward to having you again and continuing this awesome friendship that we have here at Enchanted Hills. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep. EHC is the place to be.
Yes, sir. It is.
Only because the Kiva is there.
DJ Dave, you got anything you want to say to anybody out there before we sign off on this crazy show?
Crazy show.
Crazy show.
Sure, I'll say something.
All right. What do you got?
I have to say that you all have to go and go subscribe and follow Maceo's website because he only has 30 subscribers and it's sad. And
only 30 subscribers, but we have a lot of YouTube watchers. We have a lot of hits on my videos. Not a ton, but a lot enough. So that's Dave, DJ Dave here, Everything EHC, doing 20 questions and more. And he's being very nice by doing a shout out to my stuff. I have a YouTube channel. There's all kinds of EHC stuff right here at Maceo.net. You can click on the EHC page. There's tons of inspired music and performances and films, all kinds of things.
Wait.
Yes, you didn't know that?
This is my podcast.
Oh,
You're advertising
me. Well, I mean, you started it.
Go to electronicman1475.wordpress.com to see my latest posts on my website. Go to electronicman1475.wordpress.com. I don't pay for it. That's why it has WordPress.
That's cool, though. You have your own site, and you're doing your own thing. That's great. That's good. That's a good plug for you and for me.
Yeah.
Cheers to sodas. We're cheersing. Yeah, you got your root beer. I got some Coke. We're cheersing. Hey, everybody. This is Everything EHC Podcast. We've had a great time with DJ Dave. There's more coming up. I'm going to go grab some more use right now and do some more podcasts this afternoon. Going to keep posting them all week, all summer long. Right here at Maceo.net. Thank you, David, for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a great rest of your session, a great day. And this is Maceo signing off. Everything EHC. Over and out.
And don't forget to not do a disclaimer.
This is the never-ending podcast.
Yeah.
The never-ending podcast. I'm signing off right now.
Watch your brain end it before you die.
Over and out. It's over.